Yeah.
This is more of a fun than we're doing.
What's that?
Mr. Morio calling you back.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going.
All right, we're all set. So, what do we got to do?
Okay, give me 1 second. Tomorrow, no, and not Monday, because Monday's the holiday, but Tuesday, Jeff, you'll get a call from our operations department. This is our technician. These are the guys, I'm sure you know this, they're the guys on the back, and I like to call them the brains of the company. These are the smart guys, I mean.
I understand.
They know a lot more than I do, I'll tell you that much. they're going to give you a call on Tuesday, I mean, just to gather the information, the content, you know, if you have, you know, your license, your any pictures that you want to upload, any, they'll give you a call on Tuesday. What time Tuesday will work good for you?
I'm free anytime Tuesday.
Anytime Tuesday? Okay,
yeah,
let me look
so
at the
whatever
calendar.
They want to do, I'll be okay. Available. I can make myself available, I should say.
Okay. Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon, just so in case anything else comes up, I can take care of it.
Okay.
Well, then I'll look and see what they got available.
Okay. I'm looking at their calendar right now, so I'll let you know what's available.
Okay.
I have a 4 and 5 p.m., 5 p.m. being the last one, and then a 4 o'clock. I don't know if that's a little too far for you, but that's what I have for the afternoon.
What do you got in the morning?
Let's see here. Bear with me 1 second. I have 10 and 11 a.m.
Let's do 11.
11. Okay. Bear with me 1 second. Make sure that on Tuesday, if you have any pictures, your license, the insurance, that you have that at hand, because they're going to ask you for it so we can get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. Let me just put that in here in the calendar. 11 a.m. Perfect. And is this going to be a company card, Jeff, or is this going to be a personal one?
Personal.
Personal, okay. Again, because we do work with systems very protected, the card has to match identically or our system will reject it. So it says Jeff Walter, or does it have a middle initial, middle name?
I'm pulling it out right now. Mm-hmm. Give me a second. I got my wallet now. It says Jeffrey D. Walter.
Jeffrey Diaz and David, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and that's J-E-F-F-E-R-Y.
It's actually R-E-Y.
Oh, did I say that incorrect? Yeah, that's what I have on my
R-E-Y. You said E-R-Y, but it's R-E-Y.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Jeffrey D. Walter. Okay. Now, is the billing address the same one that you provided on that card, the 437?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Jeffrey?
It's a Visa.
A Visa. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, all Visa cards numbers start with number 4, whenever you're ready, brother.
I am ready. It's 4400.
Okay.
6637.
Okay.
1113.
Okay.
7870.
Okay, expiration date?
Is 08-26.
26, okay. And then there's something called the CC code. It's going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
Yeah, that is 881.
881, okay. All right, stand by here with me while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. Bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
Alrighty. I don't hear your granddaughter back there anymore.
Took a lunch break.
Oh, she did. Okay. There you go.
It's on lunch. I'm making noise.
Wait.
Should be back at it here in just a little bit.
You know, just thinking, you have a 30-year-old, some 30-year-old son, so you started early, Jeff.
Yep. And he did, too.
Oh, did
so, yeah, well, neither one of us liked school, so we didn't go to college. And then, you know, we just wanted to work. And then start early so that we could do shit with our kids. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, I raced motocross and shit with my son when he was growing up and shit. It was fun, you know. So we would go, but we were both in different classes, obviously, but we would go and race together and stuff. So it made it fun.
That's pretty awesome, though.
And then he wanted to do the same thing. He's like, man, I want to be able to do shit with my kids. I don't want to be old and crippled up.
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy you say that. Believe it or not, I have my neighbor, who's, I had a 6-year-old. He's 49 now, and his daughter's 6.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, when I walked into the schools and over to get him and stuff when he was in elementary and stuff, you know, I go to pick him up, they thought we were brothers.
Oh, see, there you go. That's what you want.
They were all like, is that your brother? He's like, that's my dad.
That's funny.
I was like, that's awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, that works in your favor, I'll tell you that. Alrighty here.
Well, we still do a lot of stuff now together, you know, like, I'm not big in going snowboard and shit, but we do a lot of vacationing and with the kids and took them down to Arizona and hit the Grand Canyon and shit like that. So we do a lot of things, you know, together. Well, obviously, and we're working together too, so.
That's amazing, brother. That's amazing, man. I mean, not everybody gets that luxury, you know what I mean? Sometimes life gives you curveballs, man, you know, but
yeah.
That's pretty awesome. You know what I mean? I
know all about curveballs, let me tell you, brother. Fuck,
you know, I
trouble as you see, I'm missing 2 limbs.
Are you really?
I keep going, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, Jeff, I know this is very personal, but how are you doing all this work?
I got prosthetics.
Man, so you didn't let that stop you. That's pretty cool, man.
No, I didn't change anything that we did. I'm like, no, we're still going to do the same thing. It just takes me a little longer, but the crew's still working. I'm to the point now where I don't really have to do a bunch, you know what I mean? My foreman and stuff, you know, it's like, get in there, they'll call me if there's a major problem, you know, like, hey, I need you to come out and look at this, or what do you want me to do, but they don't end up having to do a whole lot of stuff.
So, that's awesome, brother. That's pretty awesome, man. I mean,
And they still, you know, respect me. They know I've done it, you know what I mean? But I'll still get in there if something's bad or whatever. I'm like, hey, listen, I'll give you guys a hand. Let's get this done. You
did
know?
That happen due to an accident, Jeff, if you don't mind me asking?
Just infections, and then it didn't have good circulation, and it got in the bone. Once it got in the bone, it's hard to get it out of the bone. It's called osteomyelitis.
Well, you know what? I've got to tell you that it's. I mean, what happened to you obviously is devastating, right? But it's pretty effing cool to hear that even after that, you kept going. You know what I'm saying? You didn't.
Yeah.
A lot of people
sit
there.
I lost one 7 years ago, and I lost the other one 2 years ago.
Yeah, see, some people will sit there and dwell, you know, poor me.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool, man. You didn't have that attitude. Anyhow, Jeff, I got to read this voice verification before I process this, and then we're all set and done here on our end until Tuesday at 11 a.m. All
right.
Before I process this payment, I have to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, this is going to be sent to you in writing via email. As I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions, feel free to let me know. I'll be more than happy to explain anything to you. Keep in mind, Jeff, this call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please state the name of the business?
Extreme Excavating and Grading.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Jeff Walter, and I'm half owner.
Okay. Half CEO. Perfect.
Do you want, I would be the vice president. Brandon's listed as the president.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I understand. I mean, I put you down as the owner on here because that's what you
that's
told
fine.
Me. Okay.
Perfect. And we are, and I am. You know what I mean? I got just as much in it.
That's good. So, I don't mean to jump off topic. So, you are a retirement? Is that what you're planning to do, Jeff? You know, just
Someday.
Letting Brandon just take over everything?
Correct. Yep. Yes.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty awesome. You know?
And then he's got a son, too, that's 12 right now.
Oh, so just pass it down the chain, huh? That's pretty awesome. Okay. Are you an authorized person to make this decision and enter this agreement on behalf of Extreme Excavation and Grading?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And you are an authorized user on the billing information that you provided, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Jeff, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind you're now going to be listed once everything gets said and done on Google's first page. So because of that, you might get calls from other companies. Keep in mind, if at any point you ever wanted to verify that it's us calling, I think you gave me the Boroom, B-O-R-O-M-M.
Yes,
that's going to be the password that we
question.
We would always ask you that. And if for any reason you don't hear that coming from the agent, then you know, okay, this is not my company.
Yeah, okay. I'll let Brandon know that, too.
Yeah, because, I'm sure you deal with a lot of solicitors, right? So keep in mind, if you ever do get a call, that's going to be the red flag if you don't get that question asked. Or you can ask, you know, whoever's calling, hey, if you are who you are, who's my, what's my mother's maiden name? And, you know, we have that in our system, so we will immediately let you know. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward as of today. We ask that if at any point you hire another company, which I think you're not going to have to, but sometimes when owners have businesses in different states, they hire different companies. We ask that you let us know so we're making sure that you're not duplicating your efforts.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Perfect. As part of the verification process, keep in mind that when you get the call from the text that you you will be asked for some documents, including maybe a business license, proof of your insurance, any document that's asked from you, just make sure that you provide that within 7 business days, Jeff.
Okay.
We ask that so we can get the ball rolling and there's no hiccups.
Right.
Failure to provide those documents during that 7 time frame can delay or even suspend the account. So we ask, I mean, this never, you know, it's very rare scenario that happens because people are on top of their things, right? So, but we ask that, you know, you submit things within 1 week time frame.
Okay.
Do you agree to submit things within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Your initial payment term will be processed today, Jeff. The total amount today is $499 even. This will renew again, what's February 13, March 13, but that amount will now be $249 moving forward. Keep in mind that once the Google Verify for the lease is done, then you'll get a call from our Google Verify department. Well, they'll set up the leads and set up the activation budget. Okay, so
right. Didn't you say the verification took like 30 to 60 days?
Yeah, normally it takes about 30 to 60 days. Sometimes it's a lot sooner. I mean, we like to, make sure that we give you a time frame that's fair, but, I have to say normally it takes, it's sooner than that, but I have to give you the time frame that we're told, but, I mean,
yeah,
I see it done, as long as you provide the documents required, I could tell you that the ball will get rolling. So
okay.
that's why I ask you to make sure you guys are on top of that.
We have, because you told me to have it ready on Tuesday.
Yeah, because you know what, when I work with the client, I like to be transparent and say, hey, look, brother, we're submitting things to Google to get everything approved and get pushed over, but if we can't get a hold of you or if you don't want to send us a document because you're too busy, then that also, holds us up. And then when you call us and say, hey, what's going on? It's like, hey, man, you haven't sent this
over. We're still waiting. Yeah,
we're still waiting for you to, have a chance to get us your license or so forth over. So, I don't think that's going to be a problem with you, Jeff. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Keep in mind that we do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement. It's not a contract because we don't work with contracts, Jeff. We just ask that you give us 3 months for us to show you the maximum results on Google. Okay? So,
yep.
Keep in mind that the payment will process automatic on March 13th and the amount of $249 moving forward. There's no contract. Keep that in mind. You have the right to discontinue the service at any time by calling our customer support number. If you want to write this down, I'll give you that number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, during those 3 months time frame, if you do cancel, a term fee could apply, but to prevent that, we ask that you contact us at least 3 days prior to the next billing cycle. And then that number, when you're ready, it's 877.
Mm-hmm.
635.
Yep.
6225. Again, 877-635-6225.
Got it.
Okay. And then let me send you my number. Let me know if you got it, because I want you to also have contact with me, Jeff, if you ever need me for anything. I mean, even if you just want to say, hey, man, how are you doing? How's everything going? I mean, I don't mind.
Okay.
So I'm going to send that over to you right now.
Did you send me an email earlier? Because I went through it and didn't see it in my spam.
It was a text. It was a text message, brother.
Oh,
an email.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I just send you another text with my info, my direct extension. You're going to start getting emails in about maybe 2 minutes right now.
Okay.
Saying welcome to Local Splash. I mean, all the fun stuff. There's going to be one email in particular that I need to fill out with you that's going to say Local Splash initial invoice. It's going to have your invoice on there. And then on that one, once you get it, I'll let you know once it goes through. Once you receive that, there's going to be 3 boxes that you have to check in so we can get things started. It's very basic. It's going to say that you're the person that's authorized to use the credit card that you use, that you are aware that the payment will process next month on the 13th, and that you are the owner of the business, one of the owners at least, because I did put Brandon on here as well.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right,
fine.
So bear with me. Oh, and then you're going to get the email. You're going to get the invoice, and then you're going to get the Google Guarantee, which is the Google Verified. You're going to have that application on there as well. When you get a chance, make sure you review that. You're going to have until Tuesday when you get a call from the tech. So it's pretty simple.
Okay. I'll read it.
Go over it. Yeah. So give me a second here. Let me process this. Oh, I hear your granddaughter now.
It's done eating.
Okay. The payment successfully went through. Jeff, bear with me here 1 second. Let me look at the emails. Okay, the email is processing right now. I will let you know when it goes through. Bear with me 1 second. And that email is going to come to jwalterminc@northcarolina.gmail.com. So bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I've seen that quite a bit of emails just reached you.
Yeah, it just sounded like three of them come through.
Yeah, they just all went in simultaneously. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right, so the one that we're looking for is going to say local splash initial invoice. Let me know when you open that one up. If you open the correct one, it's going to say, hello, Jeff, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below, and then there's going to be a little link that says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
I gotta find because they did not.
It says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below.
Yeah, it's I wonder if they went into spam or.
No, I don't think they could have gone into spam. I mean, these are legit emails, but.
Hang on, I'm in spam. From earlier. Yeah, here we go. Local splash. Welcome to.
Yeah, I mean, I can text you a link if you prefer to me do that.
Yeah, I got
it. Okay, you got it. Okay, excellent. So what do you want to do is.
Action needed.
Yeah. So
local splash.
Yeah. If you're on the right page, you're going to see your phone number, and right underneath your number is going to be three little white boxes that says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number.
Yeah, which one of these is it? Let's see. Action needed one? Probably.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
Okay.
It says initial invoice is going to be the headline.
All right, well, that one hasn't come through yet.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. I'll go ahead and resend it. Yeah,
there you
go. Okay. I send you a text message where you can just click on the link, or did you want me to email that to you?
No, that's fine. Hang on. I'll go into the text.
Okay. It's the last text message that you got from that 877 number, brother.
Yeah. Is it? I see it. Hi, this is Mario.
Right. So when you open that up, what you're looking for is your phone number. It says mobile number, the 248-210-7547. Let me know when you see that. And then right underneath that is going to be the three little boxes that I referred to with the questions right on the side, with the comments, I'm sorry. Were you able to find them?
Yeah, I'm just clicking on here now.
Okay. Yeah, the first one says that you give us permission to send you text messages when we need to. The second one says that you are the authorized holder of the card and the information is correct. And then the third one says you acknowledge that the payments are going to be automatic on the 13th. Once you do that, right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Jeffrey D. Walter. You have to type in your name exactly as it appears there, Jeffrey space D space Walter, and then hit confirm signature. Let me know when you hit that confirm button.
All right. I am on this one here. It says I agree to...
Oh, yeah. I agree to receive SMS messages. Yeah, okay.
Did you say there's a box there?
Yeah, right. Down below, you'll see like a little empty box that you have to click on. It says that you give us permission to send you text messages to your number.
I'm just looking for that now.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to turn your phone sideways, Jeff. It makes it a little bit bigger and makes it easier. And then just go down to the bottom.
I see where it says. The signature part. I'm looking for the box.
Yeah, you're looking at the signature spot. Once you put your name in, you do want to turn your phone to the side, and then hit the confirm signature.
Yeah, but I'm still looking for the box about the text.
Oh, there's three little boxes there that are empty. How about you do this? If you have access to your email, I just resend it over to your email because I figure it's probably going to be easier if you're not able to do it on your phone.
Let's see.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't have it yet. Oh, something's coming through.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Okay, did you get it, Jeff?
No, it's got another text, but
no, I sent you another email. I just sent it over right now. Here, let me refresh. See if you actually got it. Yep, it just said it sent through. It says local splash initial invoice. I just sent it right now. So it's going to be separate from the ones that you got. Maybe check your spam. I don't know if you said it might be on there, but no, I just send it over right now.
Yeah. I don't see it. Hey, I got it because there's a picture of the invoice.
Okay, there you go. So right there, what you want to look for, where it says, please click here to accept terms. Let me know when you find that. Were you able to find that?
No, not yet.
Okay. When you open up the email, it says, hello, Jeff. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And right underneath that, it says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
No.
Okay, are you using your phone to try to do this, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what you can do if you can't do it right now, what you can do is do it from your computer later.
I found it right here. Click here
okay.
To accept.
All righty.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, now it took me back in here. Let's see if we can find these boxes for the text message.
Yeah, they're right next to the message where it says, I agree to receive SMS messages. It's a little blank box. Once you click on it, it's going to put a check mark on there.
Renee, do you see that?
I can't see it from here. I'm on the other side of the room.
My wife's coming over here.
Okay.
This here says I agree to accept text messages and stuff too. He said there's three blank.
Yeah, there's three boxes.
Oh, I
see. Yes, those boxes. Click, yep.
Click all three?
Yes.
All right, they're all clicked.
And then right underneath that, you want to type his name exactly as it appears there, Jeffrey space capital D, and then Walter, and then hit confirm, please.
It's the bottom where it says click here.
Jeffrey space D space Walter.
Correct.
Confirm signature.
Yes. Please let me know.
Signature.
Please let me know once you do that.
Yeah, yep. He's in a username and password screen. Girlfriend, what did you do?
That's
going to auto-populate and send you an email shortly. Excuse me, what did you say now?
It's in a username and password screen now.
Yeah, so the username is always going to be the phone number to the business.
Okay, which will not be that same number. It'll be the, we have a business line number.
Yeah. Well, for now, you can use the 248-210-7547. We can always address that later. And then the password is going to be sent to you on another email.
Oh, okay.
And yes. Okay. I just seen that you did that correctly. Jeff, well, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash, brother. I think that you and your son, Brandon, are going to be pretty happy with the results that Google Guarantee and the Google Verify program will bring. So, again, we're glad to bring you guys on board. We look forward to working with you guys. Again, we're looking for this to be a long-term relationship. And, you know, thank you for the opportunity to working with us here at Local Splash. Like I said, I think this is definitely heading in the right direction, Jeff. And I just don't say that to say it. I really mean that, brother. So, again, we'll talk to you on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Just please make sure that you answer our call.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, brother. Everything's all good. You're good to go. You don't have to do anything on your end until Tuesday. And, again, brother, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors. You have yourself a wonderful and blessed day, brother.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.